I knew a few Heathers, now I know a lot of Heathers. Let's get to know one more. Hey, Heather.
Welcome to the Hey Heather podcast, where I attempt to interview and get to know as many of the world's Heathers and their stories as humanly possible. I'm your host, Heather Edwards. Today's Heather comes to us from Ontario, Canada. She's a PR boss and entrepreneur, an artist and muralist, and a budding textile designer. We talk about her art, her shitty art class for adults, and something we like to call the Heathering effect, trademark soon to be pending. Please help me welcome this power tool obsessed loudmouth to the show, Heather Travis. Hey, Heather, how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Wonderful. Love the microphone.
Thank you. It's like super retro. It's delightful.
Yeah, I love it. So how's your day going so far?
You know, it's pretty good. The sun's shining and we are in Ontario, Canada, and it's been balls freezing here for a really long time. And we're finally getting like a little bit of warmth. It like smells like spring outside.
It's same really awesome. Here. I know it's probably been much colder where you are, but I'm in Maryland and today it's like 60 and sunny. So I have shorts on and I'm really, really excited.
Oh, we still have probably like 2 or 3 feet of snow on the ground that still needs to melt. Yeah, that still needs to melt. But you know what? I can smell, and there's like stuff pushing up in the garden. I can feel it. It's like,
Here. I can hear all the birds. They're all a twitter outside and excited, and it's a good sign of things to come. So
yes, exactly. I'm very excited to actually release my feet from boots and socks. Mm-hmm. And my flip-flops are my like favorite thing.
Yeah, I have flip-flops on today for like the first time in forever. I'm going to milk this as hard as I can.
That's awesome. I'm very jealous. Very jealous.
Well, I'm so excited to talk to you and meet you. We've got some cool things to talk about. I was reading the answers that you sent in on your form. Mm-hmm. A couple things you listed: PR boss, entrepreneur, artist, muralist, budding textile designer, and power tool obsessed. Power tool obsessed loudmouth, yes, to be exact, which I loved.
I curse like a sailor. My poor mother. She always, I sent you to private school to have a mouth like that. Yes. Yes, you did. Anyway, yes, I have many things. I do lots of things. It's funny though. I've been listening to lots of other episodes, listening to other Heathers. Yeah. It's so cool listening to other. I did not meet. There was one other Heather that I ever knew until I was in university. I did not meet another Heather. And so when I meet other Heathers now, I'm like, oh my God, my name's Heather too.
Fascinating.
Nice to meet you. Can I talk to you? And so when I stumbled across your podcast, I was like, oh my God, this is the rabbit hole. It's like the Heather rabbit hole I need to go down. It was so cool. And so just like so many other Heathers, I think honestly it's typical of the times, but I do a lot of things, mm-hmm, to help pay my share of the mortgage. And it's a lot of fun.
That's so great.
Yeah.
You're definitely a Heather.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And I was listening to other Heather, like there's lots of artists, lots of health, wellness. Mm-hmm. And even, I mean, I know I'm an artist, but funny enough, I saw somebody post something on Instagram this morning. And it spoke to me because a lot of artists, when they talk about their artwork, it's like there's this deep philosophical, like, oh, there's some sort of like, they wrote this fucking like long essay about what this painting means and the journey it took and all of this. And I'm like, I just really liked pink. Like, right? That's my, and it's just, anyway, and this post this morning was, your art doesn't need to be like deep or meaningful. And my art is, I mean, it can be deep and meaningful. It depends on what you view in it, but I mm-hmm. just paint because it makes me happy.
Right.
And I want people to look at happy things in their home. And so in terms of like health and wellness, to me, that's part of like happy home environment, clean, fresh air, being healthy, all of those things. Like to me, that's all part of your home, whole well-being, right?
Oh, and absolutely.
Yeah. So that's, I think my art is a contribution to, I hope it's, I mean, everybody who buys my art says it makes them really happy when they see it. And that's, to me, that's the goal. That's what I want it to do, is when somebody sees it, they're like, that makes me so happy. You'd be like, done.
Yes, that's great. And also like art can be therapeutic for you, the creator. So that's a great part of self-care and wellness as well. That's
cool. Yes. Yes.
I love to paint too. I need to paint more. It's for me, it's hard to know when a piece is finished. Like you can always just keep picking and picking and picking. Right now I have this lovely little 8x10 of the most delightful upside down hanging bat that I painted. But right now he only has one eye and I've been looking at it forever and I'm like, Heather, you at least have to go back in and give him another eye or maybe a monocle or an eye patch.
Does he need another eye?
I know. I don't know. So it's just been sitting there for weeks and I'm like, come on.
Oh. Yes. I have two easels and I always have at least two canvases going, at least two at the same time, if not more, sort of like tucked down on the ground and I pull them up and because I have to physically turn my back to pieces and like, I can't look at you right now. And then I will do, and my husband looks at me, he's like, what are you doing? I will like, boo, and be like, what does it say to me right now? Because it just needs to be the like, I need to walk around a corner and be like, what did you say? Because it to me, that's the like first reaction. And if that reaction says done,
yeah,
great. Sometimes it says do more. And then I put one, it's like Coco Chanel, you just put one too many accessories. And I'm like, oh, fuck, that's the end of that canvas. Like, paint it white, start again. Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
So tell me more about your art. What subjects do you paint? Is there like kind of a theme? Do you kind of do everything and just dabble or?
I sort of dabble a little bit. I definitely am stuck in my, I don't like oils. I prefer acrylics because mm-hmm. I have zero patience. Like I grew up with my parents saying patience is a virtue, Heather. I don't have that virtue.
I don't either.
I have no patience. Like I'm like tap, tap, tap. Like when I blow dry paint to get it dry faster.
I blow dry mine too. And I do acrylics. I can't do oil. I tried it once. Yeah. That's so funny.
I find it. I'm like, oh my God, this is exhausting. I need it to move faster. So acrylics, I do huge, large scale, like massive, large scale acrylic abstracts. Do a lot of florals or floral-ish nature scenes. We are in Bruce County, Ontario, which is, if you've ever heard of the Group of Seven, which is a very famous Canadian group of artists, the Group mm-hmm. of Seven and a lot of their artists lived around here or came up mm-hmm. to the Algonquin Park. And so there's a type of pine tree that's very typical of our area. So I tend to paint that, but in my style. So it's sort of reflective of the area, but different than other mm-hmm. people, that's for sure. And I also do large scale murals. So I just started doing those a couple years ago. And I've done a bunch for homes and businesses and they're so much fun, like putting up massive ladders and painting like
that sounds fun.
A full like 10-foot garage door by, you know, I did a huge one in a new motel last year that was like signage. It was a lot. It's so much fun. And it takes me out of my comfort zone because I like to do my colors and my choices. But when people commission me for things, particularly a mural, to me, that's like you're just hiring the talent. Whereas my large scale canvases, when you commission me and you say, I don't want any color, like, why the fuck did you hire me? That's that's what I do. And so whereas a mural, it's a little bit more free that the client can be like, I want all muted colors, which great. Cause for me, it's the experience of just simply painting like on a wall. Like as growing up, like how often did you get to paint an entire, like not painting a bedroom paint, but like paint.
Actually, a large surface on the wall. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I still
never,
I still sort of feel like I'm vandalizing a property, even though I have like multi-million dollars worth of insurance on myself so that I don't hurt myself. So I'm like, actually, yes, anyway, I'm a professional, but it still feels like I'm like spray painting in an alley.
Shame.
Right? Yeah. Cool. Yeah. That's my next mission though, is spray paint things. And I'm also starting to do fabric design. So I've just started testing out. Yeah. But cheeky fabrics. I want them to be sort of cheeky and colorful and not just like, oh, that's a pretty stripe. I want somebody to sit down on it and then stand back up and be like, what did I just sit on? Wow. Okay. That's my goal is. Yeah.
So. I like that. That's specific. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You want the what did I just sit on?
Correct.
Effect.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
Where can we see your art? Is there a website or an Instagram that the listeners can go to check your stuff out?
Yeah. So I'm at Heather Travis or at Heather Travis Art on Instagram. And then my website is heatherlynntravis.com. And Lynn is LYNNE.
Perfect. I can't wait to go look. I checked it out a little bit, but I kind of ran out of time. So I have to go back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, lots of fun stuff and lots of happy colors. So you can just like cruise on through and make yourself happy.
Yay.
Yay. Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yes.
So I have to ask you, do you know why you were named Heather?
So I've been thinking about that since you emailed me that question. And I have asked my parents a few times where the name came from. They had a lot of other names for me that were not Heather. And in fact, most of them, I'm not going to say them because I don't want to be mean to other people, but I will say categorically, if I had had those names, I would have been a stripper by the airport. And so I'm really grateful I don't have those names and that my parents chose Heather, but I'm pretty sure it was just like a, oh, that sounds nice. And she's here.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And like even my middle name, Lynn, my aunt is named Linda. And I said to them, like, is that a nod to my auntie Linda, who's my godmother? And my dad was like, huh, funny you asked that. Never made the connection. And I was like,
really, what? Dad?
Really? And then, and so Lynn, they have a clear story on that because it was supposed to be Heather Ann. And my maiden name is MacInnes with an M. And I was a really big baby. I was almost 11 pounds when I was born. And my mom was like, she can't be Ham is
the initials.
Yeah. So she was like, Lynn sounds nice. And you can't make up like a word with HLM.
Right.
So that's where that came from. So that's a clearer thing than my first name. But yeah. And I always thought Heather was so unique because my siblings are Jen, David, and Peter, which is like everybody's name.
Super
right?
common. Yeah.
And, but I only ever knew one other Heather. So I was like, I always wanted, you know, when people be like, wow, that's such a nice name. I always wanted somebody to say that to me and be like, Heather, such an unusual name. Nobody ever said it though. And it was such to me. Anyway, that's why I still delight in meeting other Heathers. Cause I'm like, you're a Heather like me. It's cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got this whole community going on now. It's been so fun.
Yes. I've worked, funny enough, I have met a bunch of Heathers in my adult life who I had connected with on a professional level, who I'm now friends with. But in addition, we connect professionally. There's like a tribe of us who quite literally at any given moment, there will be like three Heathers working on a project with a client.
Wow.
And our client are like, this is very confusing because we all were like, okay, well, Heather T is going to take care of this. Then Heather W is going to do that. And it's crazy, but it's this little collective and it's so cool. World domination.
Yeah, that is cool.
Next. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm trying to gather as many of us as I can, because that kind of thing doesn't really happen in the real world these days.
Exactly.
You don't get more than one Heather in a room, especially not working on a project together. So
no, that's exactly it. And so when we do it, and I've had days where my to-do list, I'm like, call with Heather X, call with Heather B, like, which to me is mind blowing, having like, I didn't know other Heathers. And then they just, and they're all the same age. So like, where did you come from?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The popularity of the name peaked around like 1975, 77-ish.
Yeah.
I was born in 82. So I was kind of on the
tail end of 78.
With the popularity. Yeah. But there's definitely that time frame.
Yes. Like I have not met
all the Heathers popped out.
Exactly. I have not met a Heather under the age of 35, maybe.
Nope. I'm finding a couple in our Instagram group. I think we might have like an 18-year-old, which is the youngest I've ever heard of.
What?
And in one of the earlier episodes, I forget which one, one of the Heathers that I spoke with said she was at a park one day and she could hear someone yelling Heather, so she turns around because of course it's going to be her, right?
Yeah.
There's never
like
more than one in one place. And she said it was actually a mother yelling to this like toddler aged little girl. And she was just so full of joy because she was like, yes, a little Heather. They exist.
No,
they're still
kidding.
Like some people are still using the name.
Clearly named after an aunt or something like that.
Right.
Like clearly there's some familial connection there. That's too funny. Wow.
No. I want to help bring the popularity of the name back. Like if we can just get a big enough audience, let's make Heather cool again because.
Right. So funny enough, in addition to my art, I do public relations and digital strategy. And there is another PR girl in Ontario who's like 2 hours away from me, whose name is also Heather Travis. And she, so when I have a Google alert for, because I do so much media writing that I have a Google alert for shit that I write so that I can see it. And, but I get, and I'm sure she gets all of my press clippings, I get all of hers, but she does communications for one of the universities up here. And like every time I'm like, nope, not me, Heather, that's the other Heather. I've never reached out. I feel like I should reach out to her and we should meet. We should just right?
You should. Yeah. You could even use like this podcast as like the icebreaker, right?
Funny enough, as I was talking, I'm like, yep, I feel like this is the perfect icebreaker. And be like, lady, I don't know. I was talking about you today. And right? Yeah.
It would totally work. She'd be so intrigued. She'd be like, what? Okay, we should probably talk more.
Yeah, exactly. So funny enough, I was emailing with an art gallery that has, I had some art at their gallery over Christmas and a couple of pieces didn't sell. And so I have to go pick them up, which is fine. Mm-hmm. And, but the gallery owner's name is Heather. And I said to her, P.S., I'm being interviewed tomorrow on the Hey Heather podcast. And she's like, oh, Heather podcast? I'm going to check it out right now.
Yes,
like,
thank you.
Because to me, it's like the immediate, like, any Heather I will ever meet, to me, this is a, like, immediately I will say, have you heard of? Because I can't, to me, it's like such a crazy, yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
You've got free PR in me, that's for sure.
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah, we need it. It's so great. Like, I just need to get it in front of more people. Because as soon as people hear about it, they're like, oh my God, that's so cool. I'll definitely check it out. So.
Well, and what's fascinating, and I listen to a few podcasts, and I'm also a regular guest host on a girlfriend's podcast, but I'm going to do a shameless plug. It's called the And She Looked Up Creative Hour podcast. And it's for Canadian creative women. But it's a very targeted towards Canadian creative women who are entrepreneurs. It's very much like what you and I do. But it's a sort of, it's very different than something like this or a crime series or something like that. And so I really enjoyed that there's like the unifying theme of the Heathers, but there's so many different stories that can be told. Yeah,
it's cool. It's like we're all connected by the name for sure. And usually by other things as well, like the art or the health and wellness, or you're a dog owner, or you love cheese, or like whatever. But then we're also completely different.
Totally.
So it's like completely unique, but still connected. That's such a cool thing
about
it.
It's like the cocktail party I would most want to go to in the world.
I am just praying that the stupid COVID shit gets cleared up, because when people are more able to travel and things are more feasible, I want to start having in-person like Heather events.
That'd be so cool.
Because I've got to meet you guys like in person. And like there's got to have a party.
Oh God, there's like, and there could be like Heather chapters all over North America and like.
Right.
Oh yeah.
I know. Yes. I was looking. The town that I live in is Salisbury, Maryland. I'm on the Eastern Shore, pretty small town. But I was like, okay, so maybe this summer I'll try to test the waters with like a Heather event here, just so it's local. So I just went on like Facebook and searched Salisbury, Maryland, Heather. I stopped counting at like 50, and I was like, okay, hold on, wait a minute. How are there that many here, and I'm not aware of this? And are there that many everywhere? Like. So this will be a good like beta test for an event, because I have plenty of Heathers at my disposal. I just need to round us up.
No kidding. And seriously, where are they? Like, they're not, I don't encounter all of these Heathers in my day-to-day.
It's like we're in hiding. I don't know.
I'm so fascinated. And then I encounter some just weird ass names that I'm like, what were your parents on when they named you that? And then, and then I don't run into other Heathers. Not that the Heather's the most spectacular name in the world.
Right.
Like, I wanted to change it when I was little, actually. I wanted to be known by Lynn as my middle name. And my teachers agreed by letting me change, you know, the little name card on your desk.
Yep.
But I never, like, literally ever responded. I'd put my hand up for things and they'd look me straight in the eyes and be like, Lynn. And I did not acknowledge it. And they were like, Heather, we're talking to you now. Remember, you wanted to go by Lynn? And be like, oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
So it didn't work. I think we tried it for like 3 days.
That's funny.
That was the end.
Yeah, see, it wouldn't work. You were meant to be a Heather.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yes. Totally. Yeah.
So tell me about your power tool obsession. I need to know more about that.
I love power tools. You know what I like? I'm lack patience. If I want something, I like to be able to just build it, do it, make it.
Yeah.
Just yesterday, funny enough, I was up in my studio. I'm in my husband's office right now because it has carpeting. It's better for podcasting. But in my studio, which has nope, carpeting because I paint up there. I was rearranging a couple things just to get spaces open and whatnot. And yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. Yeah, you're going to have to start that again. I don't even know where I was going.
Okay. Yeah. I was just asking about your power tool obsession.
Oh my God, my power tool. Sorry. Yes. I was upstairs and I was rearranging things. I was getting distracted by my layout because I just rearranged everything. And I'm like, ooh, I love my new layout up there. Power tools. And I was trying to get something to fit. And I'm like, I just need a this. And I came downstairs and I just like went to my wood pile, pulled out a stash of wood, and then pulled out my saw and like power saw and did it. And my husband came out and he's like, please tell me you have your, and I'm like, yes, I've got my protection on. Like I do all the things. And that's how quickly I do things is that I have a tendency to forget about maybe some rules or like safety concerns. So it's better to do it when there's nobody to witness it because yeah. But I power tools, like I have my own tools. Now my husband's a mechanic. He and I own a bicycle store, retail bicycle store. That's what he does full time.
Cool.
But he has his own tools and I have my own tools. Because I'm very particular about my tools. He's very particular about his tools. And my dad very much raised me as a total, like anything a boy can do, you can do better.
Mm-hmm.
You want to change a light bulb? You change a light bulb, girlfriend. Don't call anybody. Right. You can change your own tire. You can do. And my mom, even though she was a stay-at-home mom who sort of filled that traditional role, was like, why are you calling somebody to do this when we could do it ourselves? Like, let's just give it a go. And that's the way I approach things. So I love trying to like build it myself, make it myself, fix it myself. That's a big thing. I love fixing, refinishing. And that's the artist in me too, right? Like, I love seeing things at the, I'm sure you guys have it too, like the Habitat for Humanity or like the charity Restore. Yeah.
Yep.
It's my favorite store in the whole wide world. And so going into like that place and being like, oh, $5 for that table, I could make this awesome.
Yes.
And that to me and like sanding stuff down and using power tools and like being really, I just love it. Like,
just hands on.
Yeah, totally. Like I rebuilt our back deck.
Nice.
I love that kind of stuff. And to me, when women comment on my Instagram, and I used to have a DIY blog years ago, I killed it. But when women would comment, and they still do, like, look at you, you're so brave for trying it. I'm like, just try it. Like you're not using it. You are not going to like kill yourself using a power tool unless you're being ludicrous. Like, yes, with skill saws and things, like you need to maybe watch a YouTube tutorial or like not put your fingers in the way of the blade.
Don't stick your fingers in there.
But like it's sort
common,
of
if you have common sense, you can accomplish most things.
That's exactly it. And like a healthy dose of fear is a good thing, especially around power tools. But to me. And like, I get comments when people say, oh my gosh, you changed the light fixture. I'm like, yeah, you just turned the fuse off and changed the light fixture. It's two little things. Right. Like it is not rocket science. And it's not that it's that easy, but it's that you, like all women and men and anybody in between has the capability of doing it.
Right.
And so you like, if you can, why don't you? And that sort of is my motto. If I can do something, why don't I? And so that's, And I love, I love the sound of power tools too. I feel like it's a very energizing.
Yeah. How did that noise go again?
I know. Exactly. It's a sexy
noise. Yeah, it's like a power trip. It's like you feel so empowered and powerful when you're
In there. Same thing with spray paint, right? Like I love I spray paint a lot of things. And my neighbors, one day one of my neighbors came into the driveway and when we first moved into this house just a couple years ago, and she was like, I have to ask. She's like, what do you do? Because I was in my driveway spray painting something and I was like, well, I'm an artist. And she was like, that makes so much more sense now.
What would the other options have been? What else? What are the other things that?
Well, and because that's because it wasn't COVID, so I'm at home all the time. But that was before everybody else was home all the time, and so and we're very much in a retirement community, so everybody else who's home all the time just watches out the window and like keeps track of everybody, and, which is lovely for home security and whatnot. But yeah, right. They all thought I was a little loony. Now,
yeah,
they,
like
now
professional the, vandal or something.
Right. And now the artist that like caps the loony, they're like, oh, she's just that interesting artist.
Right. That's so good. That's a good rumor to spread.
That's exactly it. They're like, oh, it's okay. And because like I will usually, you know, dog walk in the afternoon, I'm covered in paint. Like I'm usually, I look the part. So at least, yeah. Anyway.
That's good. It sounds so fun. Another thing I want to ask you about on your form, you mentioned heathering as kind of like a verb. And other heathers have mentioned heathering. Hmm. And I would love to get your take on the definition. How would you define heathering?
You know, I have to say, and this would be inclusive of literally every heather I have ever met, every heather is like open and welcoming and totally like, what can I do for you?
That's great.
And not in a like, how can I serve you, oh master, but in a like, hey girl, you're another Heather. How can I lift you up? Cool. And that's what I loved about this podcast, because I just thought, I'm like, this is heathering. This is, and I feel it when I work with my sort of tribe of Heathers who I do some work with on occasion. When we collaborate, there's something, and it starts out, funny enough, at the beginning of the call when we say, hi Heather. And there's something about that, because you could say, hi Heather, hi Susan. And
it's
just
not
keep going on.
Vibe.
It is not the same. And there's something about that. It's like you're meeting, like you're a twin or another. Like,
right. Yeah. It's that mirroring of hearing your own name and saying it to someone else. And it comes back to you. It's like an echo of yourself or something.
Yes. And especially because, and I guess obviously it's because of the career that I've chosen, but that chose me, whichever way you want to say it. But the Heathers that I seem to encounter are typically in the arts, communications, PR, just because that's where I'm traveling. And so we are very similar in a lot of ways. And so it really is like this sort of, like we were spliced off of each other or something. And that's where you wonder about like predestiny, like in terms of, was the name, like we named our dog Eddie Vedder after Eddie Vedder. And he's the most fucking vocal dog I've ever had in my life. And is it because I named him Eddie Vedder after a singer?
Right.
That he feels the need to be, don't know. But is it the Heather or is it, I don't know.
It's like which came first, the chicken or the egg. It's like, was the dog already like that or is it because you named the dog? I'm thinking you can really hear mine going crazy. I don't know if you can or not, because I'm in
the closet. I just heard some barking, and funny enough, my dog snorted in response. I don't know if there's, so there's going to be some weird dog noises on this recording.
I guess they're talking to each other remotely. But yeah, I have two dogs. They're Chihuahuas. One's a Chihuahua Terrier mix, and I named them Chewie and Vader from Star Wars.
Yes.
But they live up to their names. Like Vader, he was a sweet puppy, but he turned to the dark side around 3 years old. He is the grumpiest, growliest, snarliest. Like, I'm like, and I think about that all the time. I'm like, is it because we named him Vader? Like, we should have named him something else.
That's too funny. I used to work with a girl named Fragile. That was her name.
Fragile?
And I literally, I'm like, your mama did you such a disservice, because she first off, and this is my, especially with women, a firm handshake. Like I will be the woman who will correct other women and be like, girlfriend, you need to shake that handshake up and walk into the world more confident. And she had, and literally she was like, I'm fragile. And I was like, girl, are you ever? And that to me, I'm like, And I do wonder if there is some sort of predestiny, because that to me is like the heathering effect. When we get together with other Heathers, I feel like there is, I don't know. It's like.
Maybe that's what I'll name the book, The Heathering Effect.
Oh,
that's a good title.
That's a good one. That's a good
If I end up writing a book and that ends up being the title, you are getting like.
I can write the foreword for you.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my gosh.
Man.
That would be a great idea. I think that I would be fascinated by that.
Excuse me. Yeah, okay. I want to do something with all of the data that I have. Mm. Like, even just from the Instagram, where I'm like, how many of you are left-handed?
Yes.
I have hundreds of answers. Like, I need to go in there, download all of those answers, yes, and start getting the actual nitty-gritty, like, what percentage of Heathers are this or that? But
yes,
I'm slacking.
Because that, once you start going down that road, then you're like, now I have more questions.
Yep.
Like, you're going to have 1,000 answers, and you're going to generate, I don't know, 5,000 more questions, like, in terms, yep, of like, okay, so of the people who are left-handed, like, I don't know.
Let's break this down further somehow.
Yes. And like, what career path are you if you're left-handed versus right-handed? Like, all the things. Yes. And then how do you short form your name? Like, were you ever called anything? Like, I get Hev.
Heather Feather. Yeah. My aunt who lives in California, we're like best friends. She used to call me Hebs. Well, she still calls me Hebs. H-E-B-S.
Oh, I like that.
I like Hebs. My husband now calls me Hebs, and it just melts my heart. I'm like, what did you just call me? He's like, hey, sweet. Hebs.
Yeah, so that's a good one. My husband, he calls me Hev, and I'd say most of my girlfriends are Hev, but they call me, or a couple girlfriends call me Heavy.
Like, I was just going to say a Heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Including a couple girlfriends' parents. Like, literally, I am not Heather to them. I'm Heavy. Aww. So to these, like, 70-year-old people, they're like, Heavy. And I'm like, you're so cute.
Yeah. I've just been called H.
Yes,
or called by my last name.
Yes.
I have to look back. You should, if you go back on the Instagram, there's a post for nicknames with hundreds of responses. So
really? Yeah, because I remember getting Heady as a child. And then we discovered what giving head was in like grade 5 or 6. And I was like, anybody calls me that, you're going down.
I never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
Heady. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's stunning hilarious. That I made that connection so early, because that was not advanced at all in that. But in terms of my nick, I was very, I'm like, do not call me that. I'm not okay with that. Yeah. Yeah. Funny. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
My face hurts from smiling.
I know, like, my cheeks.
My cheeks are, super tender. This is good. That's how you know you're having a good interview, when you're just like, oh.
So funny enough, as I was just like loading all this stuff up, I'm like, has there ever been a Hey Heather episode that you're the Heather being interviewed?
No. So many people ask that. They're like, who's going to interview you?
Yeah.
Who would you want to interview you if you could pick anybody? I have no idea. And they're like, come on. Like, we've got to, like, back in December, I tried to do like a, hey, it's your host. And like every week, or I think it was every day, I was trying to like do a fact about myself.
Yeah.
But it was the holidays and I got lazy. So I only made it like 2 weeks in. But there has to be an episode at some point. I also want to do like a special Christmas edition. I was born on Christmas.
Cool.
And I have like the most dramatic, entertaining story about me coming into the world. I wasn't supposed to be born on Christmas.
Okay.
So there's a special story that I want to, like, I want my aunt who lives in California, I want her to like come on and interview me. And she tells the story so well.
That's fantastic.
Hilarious. So that'll be coming eventually. But yeah, I do need to just, I need to do an episode for me, and I just need to be on other people's podcasts. I get asked all the time, hey, come be a guest. And I'm like, I'd love to. And then I never follow through.
Right. Yes.
So I just need to do it, because it'll help the show. I need more exposure.
Yeah, totally. And it's so funny enough, I'm trying to think, I'm like, are there even famous Heathers? Like, who are famous Heathers?
Heather Locklear.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Heather Graham.
Yep.
Heather Thomas. I have a whole list. I have a whole list of famous Heathers that I've been harassing on Instagram. Oh, Heather McDonald, the comedian actress. She's going to be on the show. She said, she keeps pushing back. We keep missing each other, but I've been in actual real contact with her. So that's exciting.
That's cool.
Yeah. I just need to, like reach out to like their PR agents instead of like sending a DM, which is never going to get read because they get like a million of them.
I know.
Yeah.
Although you never know, honestly, and especially now, celebs, like, they're trapped at home. They don't have their people with them. So that a lot of accounts that literally I'm like, your people gave you access to your account again. And it's
exactly,
it's a normal person. It's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you never know. You could slide into their DMs. You just never know.
I'm going to keep trying. It doesn't hurt. So
that's too funny. Thank you very much for having me. This is such a good, I just love the purpose of it. I just think it's so cool, and I'm happy to be a part of it. I'm looking forward to sharing the word and all the things.
Yeah.
Yes. World domination will be ours. others.
The Heathering effect.
Exactly.
I'm just going to start using that now.
It's That's like great. The butterfly effect, but it's good.
Is. Right. It's true. That could be the tagline. Oh, yes. Man.
Oh. Yeah.
Is there anything else? Is there anything else that you want to promote or share or...
Oh, gosh.
Message.
You know, I would love to have Heathers join me. I host a free live Instagram art class on Saturday mornings. It's called Shitty Art Class for Adults. And the hashtag is Shart with Heather because we're making shitty art. Oh my God. And I'm a 10-year-old boy and I love a good poo joke. So it's Shart with Heather. Yep. Live Amazing. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern. On at Heather Travis. Yeah. So if anybody wants to join my shitty art class, we just really throw color around. It's really, I call it an art class. It's more of a creativity inspiration session. Cool. Just kind of throw some color around and have some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And really, I mean, kids can join in too, except I curse like a sailor. So if your children do not want that type of language, just that's all. So I have a couple mums who participate and they put me on mute. and then they just sort of follow the direction that I'm, you know, pointing on the screen. Anyway.
So there's
and
an option for everyone.
That's exactly it. And I put them to IGTV episodes after the fact. And so I have a bunch of moms who like pre-scan the episode and then they don't do it live. They do it after the fact.
Right.
Just to like check how wild Heather was that Saturday morning.
Right. I love that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to check that out this Saturday. That sounds fun.
Yeah. It's fun. The three supplies required are markers, paper, and a smile.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Exactly. Nice. Yes. Yes. And that's it. Really, cool. I thought this was so cool. I wanted to be a part of it. And
hell yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just excited to have been on. It's so cool. And thank you. And if you do want somebody to interview you, I would happily do it because I would love to know more about the originator of the Hey Heather podcast.
For sure. I will take that into consideration. yeah, totally. It'll happen one of these days.
One of these days.
Yeah. Cool. So I will let you know when your episode goes live. If you ever want to come back on again, hit me up.
Sure.
Come on anytime. We can do a part two. Or if you got something exciting that you want to like share or promote or something, just let me know. And we'll stay in touch on Instagram because you're part of the bouquet, the official Heather bouquet now. So
exactly. That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. We'll talk again soon.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye, Heather. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed our show, please subscribe. You can also sign up to receive updates and other podcast news on our website, theheyheatherpodcast.com, or follow us on Instagram at @theheyheatherpodcast.
I knew a few Heathers, now I know a lot of Heathers. Let's get to know one more. Hey, Heather.